Good morning, church. I just want to welcome you to our Sunday online service. If this is the first time you're joining us here on Sunday online, we'd like to welcome you to our service today and invite you to join us every Sunday for a weekly message. Many of us live lives without realizing that we have a higher purpose in our life and that God has specific plans for us. Let us pray. Father, we want to worship you. We want to thank you that you are in control of our lives. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor and all the praise. And we thank you, Lord, that you have plans for us that far exceed our greatest heart's desires. In Jesus' name, bless us, Lord, as we listen to this message. Holy Spirit, open our ears. Let us have ears to hear and hearts to receive the message. And help me, Lord, to preach the message as you gave it to me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I said, many of us live lives without realizing that we have a higher purpose in life and that God has specific plans for our life. That is amazing. Did you know that God has plans for your life? Well, he does. And those plans are sadly what many people don't even think of. You know, when we commit our lives to Jesus, when we come to Jesus and we receive him as our personal Savior, we think that is the end. You know, we all know that Jesus paid the full price for us on the cross, and we accepted his salvation offer, and we've did the divine exchange where we give up our messed up lives and receive the blessing and the good things that Jesus has done for us, specifically receive the forgiveness of sin as well as the total restoration of our bodies. And so, we believe that we live good and clean lives, which is true. And we follow Jesus by doing the right things, like going to church and reading our Bible and praying. And we think that we have somehow, we've made it and that we've done everything that God wants us to do. Now, all those things are very, very important. They really, really, really are good things to do. But we don't realize that there's so much more. You know, our thinking is wrong. If we think that all we have to do is accept Jesus Christ and live a good and successful and clean life again, which is all good, but there's so much more, you know, that and what's exciting and what I'm going to share with you today is that God has more in store for you. Did you know that? God has more in store for you. And this is exactly what Jeremiah 29 says. So if you want to turn in your Bible, Jeremiah 29, we're reading from verse 11 to 14. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you." Did you know that God has plans for you? Declares the Lord. "Plans to prosper you and not to harm you." God is not mad at you. He's poured out all his wrath and all his anger on Jesus. And he has plans to give you a hope and a future. "Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I'll listen to you when you seek me and find me, when you seek me with all your heart, and I'll be found by you." Isn't that amazing? If we seek God, God says he will be found by him. So God has plans for you. And I'm sure you didn't know that, but if you did, God has planned for you in your daily life. God has a specific plan for the things that he wants you to do and the specific places he wants you to be in, and the specific people that God wants you to meet and talk to them about him and to reconcile them to Jesus Christ. Next week, we will talk about the great reconciliation, where God reconciles man through Jesus Christ. And that's exactly what he's done for us. He's reconciled us through man, through Jesus Christ. He's reconciled himself to mankind. And you are the first installment, and that's why God wants to use you. Did you know that? It's amazing. You know, when I first heard that God wanted to use me and that he had plans for my life, that was incredible. And so God has plans for you. And those plans are not to harm you or not to do anything wrong or anything like that, but to give you a better life, to give you a whole new outlook in life. And when I heard that and when I found that out, it totally changed me. I started to become more disciplined in my reading of the word. I became more disciplined in my life to be nice to people and to be a nice person and to be what God's word says I should be. And I started to apply what the word of God said about me to in my life. And I have news for you. God has these same plans for you too. And money is not an issue. And time is not an issue. And ability is not an issue. You know, many people say, oh, I would love to go and serve Jesus, but I don't have the time, or I don't have the money, or I don't have the ability. God only wants you to say yes or no, and he will use you no matter what. So the question is not, do you have enough money? Do you have enough time? Do you have enough training? The question is, will you go? God is calling you, and will you go? And if you decide to go, then great. But if you decide to stay, then you're not going to be in God's will. You see, God has called each and every one of us to run a race. We all are running our own race. That's why you can't say to someone else, oh, you did that, or did you see how Peter was acting in the church, or how Mary was trying to pray like spiritually. No. Mary and Peter are all running their own race, just like you are. You know, God knew you before you were even born. There are so many scriptures that tell us that God knew us in our mother's womb. Jeremiah 1 verse 5 says, before I formed you, this is God speaking to Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart, and I appointed you as a prophet. And you know, there's many scriptures. Psalm 71 verse 6, he took you from your mother's womb. Psalm 33 verse 14 to 6, God knit you together in your mother's womb and wrote out what you would do in his books. Isaiah 44 verse 24, God formed you in your mother's womb. Isaiah 49:15, as a mother cannot forget her child, so God will not forget you. And Galatians 1 verse 15, where Paul says that God set him apart before he was born. So you've been set apart for a specific plan since the day you were created. And so if God has plans for you, don't you think it's about time to start doing and finding out what those plans are? If we do not know what the plan of God is, we will never know what to do and how to run our lives. Did you know that you are running a race, even though you might not be aware of it? The Bible says that each and every one of us are running our own race. And how we run the race is how we're going to be rewarded. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 to 27 says, do you not know that you're in a race? All runners run, but only one gets the prize. Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but when we do it, we get a crown that lasts forever. Therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly, but I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. No, I strike a blow to my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified. So from the above verses, we can see it's in a normal race, everyone runs and participates, but only one wins the prize. Each athlete prepares and goes into strict training and works hard to win the prize. But they do it for a crown that will eventually fade away. You know, that laurel wreath they put around their head eventually went fraught and got, you know, died. But as a Christian, we run our own race. And if we run our race well, we win a prize. And that prize is an eternal gift. It's a crown that never fades. It lasts forever. So we just need to stop running other people's races or trying to help other people run their race, but only run your race. You can help others, but you run your race. Don't point fingers, you run your race. So we need to run our own race. We need to go into training through the Word of God to find out how to run our race and what we need to do. And only you and I can run our own individual races. You can't run your wife's race. You can't run your husband's race. You can only run your own race. And we're not in competition with anyone else. We are competition with ourselves. So if you run your race and you run it well, you will get a prize. And that prize is called the crown of life. Let us pray. Father, we want to worship you. We want to adore you tonight. We want to thank you, Lord, that we are each running our own race. And that you've given us a crown that we can obtain called the crown of life that never fades or falls away, Lord. And that each and every one of us can and will achieve it if we follow you with all our heart and soul and to know what your plans and purposes are. Holy Spirit, I just pray right now that you just speak to my friends that you're hearing this message, that you reveal your plan and purpose for them, that they can run their race and do amazing things for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Remember, Daniel 11:32 says that those who know their God Well, only those guys will do exploits. So God bless you. Have a wonderful week. Until we speak again, sorry it's such a short note message, but I'm on leave. And as you can see, the video quality is not as good as it normally is. But God bless you and have a lovely day. Bye-bye.